Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life. Yeah. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good evening, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Tuesday, November 14, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with.
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
All right. All right.
I was wondering if you were going
to
say good morning.
It has been a frustrating 4 or 5 days for me, as you guys could guess. I know it has been for you, too. Everybody wanted to get some information. I was trying to wait until this SMS system was set up, which, again, I've been fighting with them all day. It's ridiculous. Their technical support for MailChimp is junk. Anyway. Killing me, the back and forth that they're doing and can't figure out how to make this work and that work, but they offer the service. So, yes, I've been frustrated with that. And I was trying to wait on the call to make it live and active. So, I'm going to start with this. Again, when I told you guys about it, and we're going to put the system together, I said, I'll send out an email and let you know when it's live and active so you can put your phone numbers in there. I'm still going to do that. I'm going to send out an email, let you know when it's live and active so you can put your phone number in there. All right? So I'm pretty sure I said that. I know I did. So a whole lot of people text me, email me, and add my phone number, add my phone, send me all this, and why aren't you responding? Well, I didn't respond because those people weren't listening when I said that. I am not going to go in and add 100 phone numbers or 200 phone numbers or 30 phone numbers for that matter. I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to send out that email again whenever they get it done and tell you that it's there and available. So understand it's going to be two different systems, the email system and the SMS system. Two different systems. You don't have to have, you have to have the email system if you want to be subscribed and you want to get the notification about the call. You do not have to have the SMS system. If you don't want to put your phone number in there, don't put it in there. Real simple. Okay. When it goes in, you are going to have to subscribe to it, just like you did the email. And that's what I was telling people. If you've already paid and your 30 days is enough, then wait for the email system so you can test. If not, you're going to pay again when the email comes up. I mean, the text message, when the text message comes up. Because it's a totally different system by MailChimp. That's why you guys still got your emails today. Two different systems. You just subscribe in one spot if they ever get it done. But it goes to two different systems. Okay? So I need to tell them that the SMS and the text system is the same thing. SMS and text system is the same thing. That's what techies call your text, is SMS system. You'll see it. You won't even care about it. All you have to do is put your phone number up there. Everything else is done. They just need to figure out how to make it live on our site. So a lot of things going on. A lot that we already know, knew, we're waiting for. First of all, one of our three-letter agencies guaranteed us this was going to be done by Monday. Remember, we laughed about that last week, or I did. I don't know how he could guarantee that, but he guaranteed it'd be done by Monday, and today is Tuesday. But I'm going to say he was close. Wasn't Monday, but he was close. I'm not that frustrated, guys. I want this to happen right now, today, and be over with. I take that back. I'm very frustrated. But anyway, the whole process of getting this shit done. But the fact that it didn't happen, because I know it's going to happen. So, and I'm going to go over it with you guys. Last week, last Monday, Saddam on public television in Iraq. Saddam on the news thing that I read in black and white told the people it's going to happen in the coming days. These are his words. Next couple of days, not coming days, in the next couple of days. And he said, I can guarantee by the end of the year. That's what Sadani said. So it was easy for anybody else to guarantee it by the end of the year because he already told the whole Iraq nation. He guarantees it by the end of the year. So today's the 14th. They give us, what, 46 days or something that is guaranteed to happen within the next 46 days. So if I were you, I'd be buying currency every day. But wait, I don't think it's going to happen in the next 46 days. Somebody was told that if it doesn't happen this month, somebody did tell us that. Let me just tell you guys, if it doesn't happen by the end of this month, it's not going to happen until January. You guys might have already heard that. Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, I agree. It's not going to happen in December. July 15th. Because they audit. They'll be doing their audit, the end of the year stuff. And they don't work the last, I don't know, I think some 10 days of the month anyway. And then the banks are closed the last 3 days of the month. While they're doing their audit. That's been every year, I think, pretty sure, but Tisha tell me from mom. So we know it's not going to happen then. I'm taking you guys all the way around the mulberry bush so you can get excited. We know that's not going to happen. We know on the 1st of January, there's no more dollars in Iraq. They've already said that. No more dollars in Iraq. They are so certain of it, so certain of it, that other countries over there are putting out the news to their people. It's in their newspapers. It's on their news. No more dollars in Iraq effective the 1st of January. None. So everybody know they can no longer carry dollars into Iraq. They can no longer use dollars in Iraq the 1st of January. So not only is Saddam telling his people, but they're telling Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Iran and Syria, all of no more dollars. We're not using dollars over here anymore. Which is okay. We wanted to hear that. Well, what happens to all those dollars that they got stuffed in their mattresses, under their bed, buried in their backyard? That means that between today and the 1st of January, 46 days, I think, they got to dig them all up. They got to take them all out. They have got to go and exchange them because they're no good on January the 1st. They can't spend them in country anymore. Well, it would make sense they would give them some time to do that, right? Not after January the 1st because they're no good. Who wants them then? Who's going to exchange them? When you can't use them for anything in country. So we know it has to happen for them. We know they have to give them time to exchange theirs. 30 days is a good amount of time to give them to exchange theirs. To bring them all out. Go do what they're going to do with them. Even though they're going to lose value. But they got to do something with them. Besides what a whole bunch of you guys thought you're going to be doing with your dinar, making wallpaper out of it. Okay. Same thing they're doing over there. So Iraq has put out some information. Big, big meetings going on. In the last 5-6 days with the WTO in Baghdad, with the WTO in Kurdistan. They're finalizing everything they need to make the announcement that Iraq is now part of the WTO. I think it's supposed to come out sometime this week. But to do that, be part of the WTO, you have to have an international currency. You have to have an exchange rate on your currency with the other countries that are part of the WTO. Doesn't that make sense? Oh, yeah. So they're not going to announce they're part of the WTO and not have that. Here's the exciting thing. Last week, last Wednesday, Sadani came out. I don't know if it was after our call, during our call. They had a big meeting with the U.S. They worked out how the other currencies can come into the country. Money was moved last week in between these countries. So Iraq moved an R out to a bunch of different countries. A bunch of different countries moved their currencies into Iraq in their banks and included as part of their reserve currencies. They set up banks to work the import-export through. There's a big one. You need to pay attention. U.S. Treasury authorized 10 more banks to accept dollars, with more coming, it says, up to 13, to work directly with the Federal Reserve through Chase and Citibank to get their dollars, not through the CBI, directly with the Federal Reserve to get their dollars. Now, why is that big? Because they're cutting off what? The smuggling. They're doing Sadani's job for him. We're going to cut out the crooks in the CBI. We're going to cut off the private banks from getting the dollars, because now we're going to work with these banks and give the dollars direct to them. Which means the more the smuggling is stopped, the corruption is stopped. A lot of it. Because once the RMB is announced and those private banks aren't getting any dollars, that shuts it all down. But it shuts down Iran. There we go. That's why they're fighting so hard. Well, why do these banks need dollars if there's no more dollars in Iraq? Because all those businesses that work with import-export still need to pay their bills in dollars. That's what all the smuggling in the black market is about. Now, they're going to have get accounts with these banks, and they're going to do it directly in the dollars. They still don't touch their hands. They go in, put the dinar in their bank accounts, the bank will send the money over to the country, wherever that other business is, and that's how they will get paid, through the banking system. So that cuts out everything. Oh, okay. Ray was sending me mail stuff, so I had to look at it, make sure I didn't need to be announcing the RV. All right. That's a good thing. When does that happen? It's happening right now. Right now. They connected with those other banks last week. They're moving money. Everything's getting approved. The one thing they're working on right now still is, how does Iraq pay Iran? You know, Iraq wants the U.S. to give Iran some kind of side deal to make life easier. The U.S. isn't doing it. Then pay them in dinar. And then they have to figure out how they get dollars if they need dollars. But the fact of the matter is, Iraq is international. These banks have all set up there last 5 days, open up their branches. They move their money in. The Federal Reserve is going to give them dollars. so they can run the business for all the imports, exports in the country without people having to smuggle dollars in, without them having to get their dollars from the CBI. They're going to get them direct through Chase and Citibank through all their branches, so they cut out the middleman. Well, none of this works, guys, unless the Iraqi dinar is international. None of it works. That whole big meeting, rush, making shit quickly plan, doesn't work unless you're international. Because you can work with these companies, because they have done that, a lot of people are going to tell you they are international. We just can't see it. They are set up. So, what was supposed to happen, according to my guys in Iraq, is the dinar was supposed to show up on Forex today. It didn't show up, but they were told it was going to show up today as an international currency, which means what? The RB would have happened today. And for us, the day's not over. Or, like I tell you, my guy said he guaranteed that by Monday, I tell you, he was close. Because two things happened today. The banks had a meeting. They were told it's not stopped, it's not stalled, nothing. It is in motion. It is happening. Now, that's what some banks got this morning in their branch managers' meeting. It is happening. Not after January, not even after December the 1st. It is happening right now. Other banks received information this evening that it is happening. It is in the process of happening and could pop out any moment. Any moment it could pop out. We've been hearing that. So it could be any moment. It's live as far as they're concerned. There's a rate which is higher than what they expected. And we could see it at any moment. Iraqis are being told that everything is done. The banks are now being told that down to the branch level, that everything is done and this could pop out in any moment. And the process is currently working. They just didn't give them the date, time, or hour of when it was going to happen. Except, what time is it? It's after 6. Some people are expecting it right now. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen right now. But there are some people that are expecting it right now. So hopefully by tomorrow morning, this whole nightmare will be over. I'm not saying it's going to be, and I'm not guaranteed that it will be, but it doesn't make sense to go into December. We know that. It doesn't even make sense to go into the end of November. Because they have to give them time to exchange those dollars, time to get rid of all the hoarding when they find out that it's real and the amount that it is. So we should see something really, really soon. That's what I'm getting. And everybody's excited about it. There's nothing else to do. Well, we'll wait and see what the WTO says this week because they're supposed to announce something after these meetings they've been having in Baghdad and Kurdistan and finalizing everything. But I don't think they're going to announce it until the dinar is international with the viable rate, which hopefully should be sometime during this week, if not tomorrow. So, did I forget anything, Ray?
No, nothing that I can think of.
Okay. Let's get started, man.
Okay. We'll just go straight to the live callers.
Oh, okay.
918 area code, you're on.
Yeah, Tony, thank you for the listening. I think of you guys a lot. I have to ask you a funny question. Is your Rolls Royce still waiting on you?
That guy calls me every other day. Every other day.
You got it parked. An important question. Is there supposed to be 12 districts, or is there going to be, how many is there going to be, 5 or 12 districts that we need to go to?
You only need to go to one, which is your district. So what do you mean?
I understand, but is there going to be 12 or 5?
There's 12 districts.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Why
you
would you ask that question?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you looking out for somebody else or what? What are we doing?
No, I've just been concerned because we're in Oklahoma. We don't have Wells Fargo. We do have Chase, but I'm just concerned that we are kind of in between the, you know, whether it be 12 or 5. We just didn't know where we sat.
Oh, okay.
So you guys do a great job, and hey, thank you for coming on today. I really tell you, everybody appreciates it. Believe me.
All right, sir.
Yesterday, I just wanted the SMS system to be up and running before I did, so you guys could fully explain it and I could go through it with you. But idiots are just idiots. So, but thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, we really do appreciate you. Believe me.
Look it
okay.
up.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
360 area code. You are on.
Well, good evening. Good afternoon. It's Walt.
Greetings, sir.
These late in the day are, gosh, I feel like I'm more wide awake now than I would be normally. So sure good to hear your voice. I'm glad to hear that we're still in the time frame of whatever the time frame is. And I'm trying to stay positive about this thing, and so far so good. Question, Tony, do you think with Halabusi being given the boot and his whole party apparently is being taken out of the parliament, is that going to have, because he was, wasn't he the president? I forgot what exactly he did, but I thought he was the president, wasn't he?
Halabusi, you know why he got kicked out? Because
it wasn't for telling the truth.
No. See, Iraq looked over there and saw what happened to McCarthy and said, "Hey, we can do that too. Let's just do that." You know, that's what they did.
Example.
Yeah, I'm just saying, kicked him out. Why? Because he wouldn't bring things to the table that they wanted brought to the table. The thing, but he was Iran's guy, so he was doing what Iran wanted. Nope, don't bring it. Don't bring it. Let's just keep dragging it out. He was doing what the framework wanted. Actually, it's not going to affect the RV at all. He's just no longer the speaker in Parliament. Parliament's still going to go because they are unlike our Congress or our government. They don't need a speaker to operate. They just need him to bring things to the table that they're going to vote on and do that. Same thing is here. So I don't see it as a big deal as far as the RV is concerned, because believe it or not, and everybody's going to say it's not, but the RV is done. I'm hearing that from every single person. It is done. Matter of fact, I mean, and they're saying it. So I can't promise you you're going to see it tomorrow. I know a lot of people have been told tonight after a certain time, but I don't know that that's going to happen. But, again, it's hopefully it'll be this week, definitely be Well, let's just go with this week, because today is Tuesday, right? Yeah.
Right.
Let's see if they can do that by then. I think the meeting at WTO will be over, and they should make an announcement before the end of the week. But I'm excited because of all the different countries came in there. Now, they moved their money last week, because we were notified when they were moving their money. The dinar moved,
right,
and they moved in. But now they've publicly told everybody, told them they can take all these other countries' currency, told them that they were going to be used for import, export. They put out the rules today to tell businesses who are doing it, this is where you go. This is where you go online, sign up, and you can work through them. And the rate is going away. They're saying the black market is going away. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, but yep, it's the truth. I agree 100%. Yeah, if it is. I thought that there was an article, I think, Tish, I usually try to read hers first, that the parliament is not in session. And so I'm wondering, but according to what we've always been told, that they don't have to be in session for this to be announced anyway, because it's the CBI that's going to do that, the announcing. That's still the case, right?
That's still the case. They do not need to be in session. They don't control
right. The
dinar price. They don't set the rate. All they can do is suggest something or complain or whine about something. But
right.
CBI is in control of the dinar. And the rate has already been set. It just needs to be announced. So that part was done. But I'm seeing here, yeah, it's interesting. His whole party did resign later today, I guess. Calabucci's party. Yeah.
Right. Well, and
well,
so
we're okay
with
that.
Pulls all his people out, and Sauter's pulled his people out because he said if they're not going to let all Shia be represented, then he was going to tell his people not participate. So they couldn't have a quorum then, would they? If all the Shia did not participate, if I understood it right, his whole purpose for doing that is so that they couldn't have a quorum. They couldn't have enough there to do anything with what they, of course, they're not doing much of anything anyway. So maybe I guess it could
so
not be an issue.
Sadar told all his people don't participate in the election.
The elections, okay.
Which hasn't taken place. Again, he said, because if you guys participate, that legitimizes the election. But if we don't, then it's not real, you know? Like this current government is not real because they didn't participate. So Maliki came out. Maliki came out. Groundwork and made a statement and said, I don't care if you participate or not. We still gonna vote, and whether 70% vote or 10% vote, the ones that vote are the ones that's gonna rule. Because whatever they vote, that's what's gonna happen. Just like
right.
now. So there's still gonna be a government. You just cut off your nose and spite your face because now you don't have any say in who it is. Because that's all he's doing.
Right.
So it's not going to hurt anything.
Well,
like Calabucci is pulling his people out. It's not going to hurt anything as far as we're concerned because it's already done.
Right. Well, then I think he's not as smart as what everybody thought he was by pulling these people out. I mean, he's doing the same thing he did before and thinks he'll have a different outcome. And that just doesn't seem to wash. Anyway, Tony, my last question is, I've got another week, 10 days, something like that, before I will pay again. And Ray has suggested at the next time that I would just include my phone number. But there, I don't think, unless the new form is available, we can't do anything about a change in phone number or anything like that, can we? Until... that's available?
Listen.
Oh, wait a minute. What did I tell you to do?
How it works. What?
Wait a minute. What did he say I told him to do?
No, didn't you say last night, I thought it was last night, that if it came up and our monthly payment was due, that if we paid the $10, then the phone number would automatically be included in it, except I'm trying to think how could you get the No.
No, you misunderstood something.
Okay. Instead of why don't you let me explain it?
All right.
Okay? So,
yeah.
Right now, guys, if you pay, you're paying like you normally do, and you're paying to receive the email. That makes sense, because you can't put a phone number up there.
Right.
So if your 30 days wasn't up until November the 22nd, and you already paid again, you started your 30 days over, right? So now your 30 days is going to be in December the 10th or 9th or whenever you just paid, first of all, because
right.
it's 30 days from a day. Doesn't overlap.
Right.
There was nowhere for you to add a phone number because the
number,
system
right.
is not up. And I
up,
said,
yeah.
wait, so you didn't need to pay yesterday, today, tomorrow. You didn't need to pay until either your 30 days is up, or I sent out the email just saying, here's a new system. Add your phone
right.
number, because you have to pay
right.
it. So if you jump the gun and you pay, okay, you restarted your 30 days to make sure you get your email. But when the tech system comes out, you're going to have to pay again, because that's the only way they're going to activate you
okay.
in the tech system.
Right, right. Well, that makes sense. Do you have a time frame, Tony, where you think that'll be available?
Well, I've been cussing them out all day. I mean,
got mad at fly on the wall.
The phone call right now, blah blah blah. I'm like, you're not doing shit anyway. So, it's their system. They're the tech guys, and they can't figure it out. It just kills me. It just kills me.
Right.
But anyway,
I hope they're not hooked up with the guy that gave you the guarantee, because
this was supposed to be done Friday. Listen, all day Friday, you guys enjoying the holiday. I'm going back and forth, customer service, this one, that one. They sending me here, sending me there. Do we get to Friday evening? Oh, man, I just tried to contact them, and it's the holiday, so they went home early.
Right.
You know.
Well, man, I appreciate you fighting the battle, Tony.
Well, I'm not done. And then today, yesterday, I get on the phone, and we're going to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, let me just send it to her. She's going to try to fix it, but, it's 6 o'clock. She just left for the day. I said, we've been doing this for 8 hours. You just tried to send it to her now, and now she's gone home? I was really mad, because I'm on the phone, guys. calling, texting. And then today, I'm sitting here right now. They're saying, look, the manager is going to call you as soon as she comes out this meeting, and she's going to fix it. Well, I'm on the phone with you guys, and I haven't gotten a call yet.
Well, please feel free to take it, Tony, when he calls. All right, I'll get out of the way. Thanks. I'm glad I clarified that, and I didn't mean to misquote you, Ray. That was an accident.
That's okay. You would have paid for it later.
I know. That's why I'm glad now it's over with. Now I'll be able to sleep tonight. Okay, good. All right, man.
All right, guys. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Keep fighting the fight. All right.
Okay. 619, area code. You all.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having a call today. Appreciate your time. Tony, I wanted to get some clarity on a question that you, or statement you made a few minutes ago. I just wasn't crystal clear on it. said something to the effect that the U.S. Treasury authorized 10 more banks to accept dollars to work directly with the Fed Reserve, and they get their dollars. Is that the export people will get their dollars? Is that what you're referring to? Because when you say they or there, I don't know who you're referencing.
Okay. So in Iraq, they're not ready to use dollars anymore on the street.
Got that.
But they still need dollars to pay for their imports, right?
Okay.
So the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury have picked 10 banks. It's supposed to go up to 13 in Iraq that they're saying, we're going to now let you have dollars in your bank account, digits on a screen, not physical dollars, digits on a screen for you to give or apply to your guys who are importers. They're going to bring the dinar into the bank, say, I need to pay this bill in England, and it's $10,000 because they want dollars. So here is my dinar in my account. Can you convert it over to dollars and pay it at this bank in England? Nobody physically touches dollars anymore.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up. Thank you for clearing that up. Here's my next question. When we go to do the exchange, I just want to be crystal clear of this process, that at the exchange, that's where we have to negotiate our rates, our exchange rate, negotiate the interest that we want with the bank if we leave our monies there or whatever. And we have to do that then and there. We can't do it with the wealth manager. Is that correct? On the second appointment.
If you have the amount of dollars for that, you're probably going to be dealing with a wealth manager anyway, or a group. But
right. It's
like anything else, guys, because I'm a simplifier. When you go to buy a car and you're filling out the paperwork, they tell you this is your payment and this is your interest rate. When you're buying the car, during that transaction, you don't get to say, here, I'll buy the car and I'll work out with the bank later how much interest they're going to charge me. It's right there because it's part of your agreement. When you go to exchange your currency, it's going to be what it's going to be. Nobody's going to go back and I can give me a currency and they say, well, he said I would get 15% if I came and see you later. Well, that's not in writing and he can't approve that because all he was doing was exchanging your money. He can't say I'm going to change it to 15% when all he gave you was 10%. That's what you're going to get because you signed a contract. It's done. Your wealth manager or whoever afterwards is not going to be able to change what you agreed to during your exchange.
Does that include the bank perks as well?
No, he can give you all the bank perks. Hey, this is what you have. Because he's going to explain it to you then. And this is what we can give you. You're not going through the bank perks and those things during your exchange. Guys, they're just there to exchange your money. They're going to exchange your money, make a deal with you, how much you'll leave with them, for how long, and at what interest rate. That's their deal with you. You know, you take the rest of your money, you're going to go to your wealth manager, and then he'll see where he can move your money to and what interest rate he can offer you in different programs then.
Okay. Awesome. I think that's all I had. My only one question that I'm going to challenge you on this a little bit is this. You always said they never wanted us to know the date or the rate. So that being said, they wouldn't. Only one or two people knew about it. But now they're coming out saying, well, this date, and then this date, and then this date. So it goes against everything they ever told you, and you told us. So it's kind of confusing there for the fact that now all of a sudden they're telling us the date, and supposedly tonight, tomorrow. We've been hearing that since 2012, practically. I remember when D.C. was on the line And he would state, hey, guys, we're on the two-inch line. You know, as soon as we give them the money, they'll put their guns down, and we're going to have this thing RV. So they've been saying this to you for a long time, where the bankers tell you, oh, yeah, we're hearing this. It's going tonight. But yet, it's like they're lying to you. They're stringing you along. They're stringing us along. Because they just keep saying that over and over and over, and they have never once crossed over the finish line. So it's almost to a point where I said, Tony, don't even say a date where they tell you it's going to, because it doesn't matter. Tell us when it happened. Tell us when, hey, last night at midnight, it's so tiring of hearing that over and over and over from these bankers that have just been lying and stretching their statement when it doesn't happen.
Okay. So here's the thing. Good. And there's a lot of people who feel the same way you do. And I'm pretty sure one of them is named Tony. At least one of them is named Tony. But this is what I know. I know our contacts are giving us the best information they have. They don't get to make the decision. What they get to do is sit in a meeting and their superiors tell them, get your people ready because this is what's happening. And this is the time frame. Or this is our window. Because for years we had windows of opportunity. This is when we're looking for it to happen. Even though there's still things that needed to be done. So now our big thing is this. It's not hear what they say, as DC said, but watch what they do. And the things they are doing in Iraq, bringing the money in from the other country, opening up the other banks, cutting off the dollars, those are things that we know lead to the revaluation or the international currency. And it's leading right up to it if you're paying attention. There's no back door. And the more they announce, the closer it gets, Not till January the 1st, but to everything being done. So our people are a bunch of different people. They're branch managers. They're regional managers. Some of them are VPs in the banking system. They are members of the Federal Reserve. They're members of the Treasury. They're not the decision makers, but they're there. They're in the meeting. They're here, what's being said. That still doesn't give them the exact moment in time, but this is how close we are, and this is what they're telling us to do. Over in Iraq, my sources are coming right out of the CBI. They go to work there every day, okay? They know what's happening in the meeting. He's in Parliament. They know what's there. They're in Kurdistan. They know what's there. I told you I was invited by Rezani's nephew to come over to Kurdistan. Oh, maybe I didn't tell you that. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. Anyway, doesn't matter. But still, only a handful of people, if that, know the exact moment in time. And they don't know it until they do it. But they know they're getting ready. And they can't wait until that moment in time to tell everybody to go get ready. So we've been going through it. It's here. I will tell you this, because people are texting me saying they do want to hear it. Even though you don't want to hear it, I guess they do want to hear it. But right now, I'm getting information. There is movement, they're excited, and they're doing stuff, both the IMF and the Federal Reserve. Uh-huh. And they are anticipating something, and I've already gotten it earlier from all the banks, and not this morning's meeting, but this evening's meeting. They're all, so everybody's on the same page again. That doesn't guarantee that it's going to go. It guarantees that they're all being told the same thing. This is about to go.
Yeah, I hear you, Tony. You know,
all right.
You guys are doing their job. I hear you. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
209 area code. John.
Good evening, guys, and thank you so much for your tenacity. Tony, Walt asked my question. I'm just going to kind of repeat it back because I paid yesterday or day before yesterday. So I'm going to wait now until I get the email. When I get the email, is that I'm going to pay again and then add my phone number. That's correct, correct?
That is correct. Your 75-year-old brain is working today.
usually when I go on the platform, I'm going to have to do it now through that email because usually I just pop it in, it pops up for me. Now it's going to be, I'm going to fill it all out again anew.
You know what?
And hit the, fill out all the information or just the phone number.
You're going to have to fill out all the information or it won't know it's yours.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, we're no longer $5, we're $10. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's no $5 option there.
Okay. And then you said Chase and Citibank. Is that a Chase and Citibank in Iraq, or are you talking about Chase and Citibank here?
Chase and Citibank here are now located in Iraq.
Oh, okay. And my last question is, the guy asked you about your car. I always have people ask me about, well, is it here? Is it here? So what do you say to them? It's coming. Be patient. I don't know what to tell these people. I just keep telling them, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But they keep bugging me. So what do you say to that guy?
I say, man, you know what? As soon as they give it to me, I'm going to give it to you. But it's going to happen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay?
Those are my questions. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for your tenacity. Bye.
Okay.
All right.
909 area code. You all.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. Question, Tony. Do you think that the U.S. Treasury still has to hand stamp this thing through, or the Federal Reserve, or do you think that's all done?
Do I think they still have to do what?
Does the U.S. Treasury still have to give the final approval?
Well, yeah, they still have to do that.
Okay. Okay. So it, once everything is set, they go to the U.S. Treasury, they hand stamp it through, and the RV goes into existence, the numbers come out, the RV numbers come out, we're good to go, correct?
We're good to go. It's live on 4X. We're good to go.
Okay. Sounds good, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll let the next caller come on in then, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you. 678 area code. You were on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Greetings.
I got a quick question.
Hey.
I'm about to have surgery in a few days. So if RV do happen, can my wife just go by herself?
All right. Say it again. You're not what?
In a
few
days,
surgery
I'm going to be
days.
Having.
Can his wife go by herself? Do the exchange. It'll be laid up. If you're going after the NDA high rate, contract rate, whatever you want to call it, you can get a power of attorney put together so she can sign for you. And then she can
okay.
go by herself. Just take that POA with her.
Okay, that's for the high rates for all of them, right?
Well, that's for anything that's going to require both of your signatures. And generally, if there's something other than the standard rate, then more than likely there's going to be some type of NDA contract commitment that you both are going to have to sign. So just give her
an
independent power of attorney to sign for you.
Okay, so I should get
hey,
that now.
Listen, you want to give her a limited power of attorney.
Okay.
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 You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Limited
Don't
power.
Make that
attorney.
Mistake now.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Hey, when you going in?
On the 27th.
The 20th. Oh man, you'll be finished. You don't have to worry about it.
But I'm trying to tell you to do it sooner. Cause it gets
to the point. Well, you'd be finished with the RV by then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're very vehicle.
So I shouldn't try to get them to do it sooner.
Not that you're going to do it tonight.
I can't do it tonight.
Yeah, you don't need to try to get it done soon. You're all right. You're in good time. I believe you're in good time.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All righty, take care.
Thanks.
801 area code. You are on. You are on. All right, 202 area code. You are on.
Hello, Tony O'Reilly. I got a question. All right, how are you doing? I got a question about the redemption centers. The redemption center necessarily going to be held in a bank, or I've heard, you know, it could be at a military base. And as far as the contract rate is concerned, that you would have to go through a redemption center. Is any validity to that?
I don't know. Not one redemption center that's on a military base. Not one.
Okay.
Not one. Most bases have credit unions. Credit unions aren't even doing the RV because they don't do foreign currency. So I don't know of one. Now, inside of banks, brick and mortar banks, they have set up to do exchanges. Inside office buildings, which are the private banks that you guys are going to soon learn about, you have in your city if you didn't know before, for those who don't go into the everyday bank, they have private banks throughout the city. They have redemption centers. In some office buildings where they had space, they have set up redemption centers. And with multiple banks in each location, as far as the office buildings go. Now, you're going to call the 800 number. You're going to give them the currencies you have, the amount of currency you have, then they're going to direct you to which location you go to, because every location can't take care of everybody, because it's based on volume, which location you're going to go to. So they can make sure the wealth managers are over there talking with the guys with the millions instead of talking with the guys with the 100,000s who they don't have, you know, any business with.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. We appreciate you giving us a call today, and we'll speak to you guys later.
All right, one other question. Thank you, sir.
One other question. Right. Are you going to have a call tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't talk to Ray yet. We might be having a call tonight. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Work.
We'll play it by
Thank
ear.
You.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
804 area code. You are on.
Yes. Hello?
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Yes, sir. 804. You're on.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Did you have something you wanted to say? Okay, he muted his phone, so.
All right, 909 area code. You're on.
Hi, Ray and Tony. Thank you so much for the call. Tony, I just wanted to know, just for clarification, I know you said Chase and Citibank has, you know, the digital currency for import and trading, and I also read somewhere that they also have other foreign currencies that they're using to help settle the banks or their accounts. The question is that I have is, if they have all of that going to keep the country going, why is it that the U.S. citizens can't be a part of the fact that they're now operating as an international country? And if that's the case, what's the purpose of the RV not happening right away. I mean, it can go on until of next year. So could you clarify that for me?
Okay. So if all these banks have just opened up on last Friday or Saturday or over the weekend, because they all made an agreement and the U.S. made an agreement, they could all come in. They're not using them now. They're going to use them when the RV is announced. They're going to use these banks to do their trades with China, Russia, Jordan, and these other countries, use these currencies. Because those countries normally want dollars. So now they're saying, no, let's use your own currency. And the U.S. has agreed to it, yeah, to make sure they can still do business with them. And it's less strain on the U.S. dollar. Because now they need less U.S. dollars in their banking system for all those private banks and rich guys and everybody to be stealing. Because they're going to cut off those private banks when the RV is announced. Right. That's why they picked these 13 banks to work through Citibank and through Chase. All that's going to go live when the RV is announced.
Mm. Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that clarification, because I just, if they're already international status, my thought was, okay, then if they're already working with U.S. and them helping them, then the RV can just not happen right away if they're getting that help. So I appreciate that clarification.
Okay. So what has happened in the last week is they have been announcing it, putting it in the news, educating the Iraqi people about this is how things are going to work. But the banks themselves have already exchanged currency. So the moment this is announced, they immediately can be operating.
Okay, perfect. That's exciting. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
864 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. All right. I don't have a question anymore because he asked it in the beginning when he talked about January and us going through the end of November.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Mm-hmm.
610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good evening, Ray, and good afternoon, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Good evening.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. I'm going to keep it to the medium version, and I'm going to concentrate on how to sign up for the email list. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, you'll be taken to the payment support page where you will see a sentence that says, click here to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the click here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page where at the top of the page it says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address, please double-check the spelling. Make sure your email address is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, then your last name, and under your last name is that all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation, your email, and name have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Now, in order to activate that subscription, you must then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you've typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on the blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show." That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your payment has gone through successfully and your name and email have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. And keep in mind, it still takes 48 to 72 hours for that email list to be updated and activated. So please remember to do it today. You'll be very, very glad that you did. Remember, subscribe to the paid members list first, then send in your payment. Subscribe to the paid members list first, then send in your payment. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us, and make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay. Right. 281 area code. You are on.
Hi. Thanks, guys, for doing the call. My questions have pretty much been answered, but, you know, I believe that this is going to happen. I believe it's for real. I'm just anxious like everybody else and hoping that this will be it. But my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
510 area code. You are on.
Yes, my question has been answered also. Thank you for having the call today. Thank you very much.
All right. Great. 870 area code. You're on. 870-510. 870. Okay, you're off. Well, Tony, I know this next caller is not going to say my question has already been answered, because I think we only answered four or five questions the whole call, and you know she's going to have about 15.
I can't even get in good enough. Let me in.
Yeah. And tell her to go back to work.
How y'all doing? Yeah, let me out up in here. You sure right? I got some questions. You like, no.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, my God.
She texted me until she kept falling off the call. I replied back. I said, lose some weight.
They were moving money around, bank making sure the system was going to operate when it goes live. All the documents have been signed. Everything's ready to go. It means that what I'm looking at right here, that they are saying right now as we speak, we are in the office waiting for it to go right now. We just called in the next shift early. So they're all on the way here right now. So that means it's the process.
Mm-hmm. So now, okay. So if this goes down tonight, you're going to send out another email and y'all could possibly have a call. So with that said, then the 1-800 number and all that stuff should be given to you guys tonight. Would that, does that sound right? When you have your next
call?
That
sounds right. That sounds right.
So will we start making appointments tonight, possibly, or not?
If the 800 number comes out tonight, in 2 hours, you're going to be able to call it because they're going to have people there until 1 in the morning trying to get people there first thing when the bank opens tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, if not, if it's this next 15, 20 minutes, they're going to try and people have people going to the bank in the next 2 hours. That has always been the plan. And to stay open till 1 in the morning, and every night afterwards, stay open till 11 at night, trying to get people through as fast as they can.
Oh, let me get my wig ready. Really? In 2 hours? Okay, then. All right. Now, so, okay, so then all the banks, Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, all of those banks will probably be participating. So we'll have an option to choose which banks we want. Now, I know in the past you guys said that some may or may not do the ZIM. So I guess when we call the 1-800 number, they will tell us, once we tell them what we have, how much we have, where we should go. Is that how that works?
That's how that should work. That you tell them the current, they say, based on the currencies you have, this is the best place for you. That don't mean you have to go there. It's just what they're saying. So.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what I, because I know things change constantly with this process, so I just want to make sure that was still what we should say, and they would know where to send us. Okay. All right, well, those are my questions. I just wanted to know what in process meant, and you explained that. So, well, thank you guys for all what you do. I know you guys want this thing over. I know you do, because I know I do. I'm ready for this to be over, and I can start on my project, ready to get started.
You and me too. I'm
yep.
I'm up.
Well, thank you for what you do, you and your brother. Y'all brought us to the finish line, and we're so proud and happy for that. So we'll see what the next phase brings us, because we're going to hang in there with you guys. We're all ready. Y'all can't get rid of us.
Right.
I know that, right? You can't get rid of us.
Well, we're not trying to, and a lot of people are already probably taking bets on what color your wig is going to be on the stage. So
it don't even matter. As long as I get all my money, it don't matter what color it is. How about that? As long as I get all my money, I'm good. All right, y'all have a good night. I sure hope we do have another call tonight. Talk to y'all
me
later.
Too.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
810 area code, you are on.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just had thank you guys for the call tonight. I just had a question concerning the process of using the skeleton trust for those who don't have a trust set up.
For what purpose?
For the currency to go into.
For what reason? Why do you think you need to have a trust when you do your exchange?
I guess that answered my question. Thank you.
There we go.
No.
Problem solved.
I don't know. Wait, you might have a good reason. You might be saying you don't want your wife involved, or you don't want your side chick getting your money, or you don't want your cousin who sued you, or You just don't want nothing in your name. You got to say, why do you want to use the trust?
Absolutely. Well, that, I mean, those are all great, great reasons. You know, to me, it seems like, you know, setting it up.
But you don't want.
First of all, you're supposed to say, no, none of that applies to me. That's what you're supposed to say.
And it doesn't. It doesn't.
No, but on a serious note, sir, if it's anonymity, you don't need trust to do that, especially when you don't know what you're getting into. Guys, you know, I've said this many, many times, but I don't think I've said it as many times on this call. Getting involved in trust is nothing like getting involved in LLCs and S-Corps, because you can get in and out of those with no problem. You get in a trust the wrong way, you're going to catch hell trying to get out of it and keep whatever money that you stuck in it. You need to know what you're doing. Most of you are not going to know what you're doing. This RV pops out in the next day or two, you've not had any formal trust training, and then going to go in there and try to set up a trust, not knowing fully what you're doing. It's a different animal, folks. It's not your garden variety entity. It's a whole lot more.
The wealth manager doesn't help with that?
I wouldn't count on any wealth manager to help me with that. That's not their specialty. Would you go to an optometrist if you have a toothache?
Understood.
No. They're both doctors, but one specializes one place and another specializes someplace else. We start messing around with trust, guys. You're getting into specialized fields that you want to have specialized people that's what they do 24/7. Trust? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can throw something together for you. You know, that's probably what you're going to wind up with, too, something thrown together. No disrespect to the wealth managers or anybody else, but this is not garden variety stuff that you guys are going to be getting into. This is the Ivy Leagues. And you want to make sure that you're dealing with people who know exactly what's going on so that they can give you the best service the first time. Now, for those who don't want somebody to know you have a gazillion dollars, you can start up a business doing business ads. Cost you $30. Now, open the account doing business ads. No one will know it's you. Make up your name, Acme, whatever name you want to make up. You can get your accounts open with the proper business documentation, and most of that is just a license, a permit. You can go down to your county courthouse or wherever you get business license, get those $30, $50, $70. That's a whole lot easier than get involved in a trust and you don't know exactly what you're doing, just to keep somebody from knowing that you have the money. See, there's other ways to do that.
So you would recommend like an LLC or a LLC or like a corporation or something like that?
Well, see, you don't have to go that far. If it's just a cloaking that you want to be able to open up an account in a name different than yours, if that's what the interest is. Now, if you're trying to have protection where now it legally is not yours, now you want to look at doing an entity. Married folks, you need to make sure you know your state's laws, because just because you have a job and she has a job doesn't automatically mean your money is your money and her money is her money. Now, you need to check your state laws when it comes to marital income. It can get very dicey, and you need to know exactly what you're doing when you do these types of things. For most of you, the best thing to do is just go in and do your exchange in your name and then learn how these tools work. Learn what entity you want to use and then change it after the RV. You'd appreciate this advice a whole lot more than some folks telling you go get a trust and go get this and go get that before you do your exchange. And then you're upside down in a financial product that is not going to be your best friend when you do it incorrectly.
When they do the exchange, are they going to tax immediately?
No. There's no tax. But even if there was a tax, the bank's not going to tax you. They're not going to take out any withholding. That's something you file when you do your tax return.
Right. But this is something that has to be reported, obviously.
If it's taxable, yes. If it's not taxable, then you don't have to report it. Your 1040 only asks about taxable income, not 760 area code. You're on.
Well, hello, gentlemen, and I hope you all are enjoying, hopefully, your last call. My background is loud,
yeah.
So if I need to go out, is my background too loud?
You sound okay.
Nope. No? Okay, so here is my question. I know that if you go to the call center, and you go through the call center, then they want you to go to certain locations so they know how to handle you. But what if you don't, if you just choose to walk in somewhere, one of the banks that you're talking about, and then you don't want to, you want to see the rates, but not just don't want to spend all your money there, you want to hold it. Can you hold on to it for a couple of months to see how things work out, or would you suggest just go ahead and do it all there, all at one time?
Okay. You don't have to call the 800 number and schedule an appointment if you don't want to. You can walk into any Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, or Regions Bank, or anything, and say, hey, do you exchange these currencies? And what is your rate? And they can say, well, yeah. Based on your volume, you can go with you to the teller, and they're going to exchange it for you, or, you know, you have this amount, I have to set you up with a private banker or a wealth manager to exchange this currency for you. So then you make one with them. A lot of banks, a lot of wealth managers have already contacted people and told them, don't call the 800 number. Just come see me. Just come see me. I'm going to do it for you. Now, they're doing that because they get a commission, of course, and they're trying to make sure they're getting that commission off of your volume. But also, if you already know them, they can, you know, give you deals. I got people in New York, in D.C., in Florida, all of them saying, hey, Tony, come to me. I'm going to give you the best deal. I'm going to give you all the high rates. I'm going to do this, do that. But they're like, I need that commission. You know, I need that, whatever you got. And I'm going to give it all to you because that's your choice when it comes time. All right. Now, I don't know how much you have, but when you go in there, you got to say, do you cover all currencies? Because you want them to have all the currencies so you can make the best deal at that time. If you're not going to go in immediately, you want to be coming back to the calls, going to the chat room if you can get in there on the forum, seeing what deals everybody else made. So you at least know what the numbers are and how you can negotiate when you go in there. Now, waiting long term,
right.
I'm telling you, I've been told for years, they say if you have them, you want to go in because they're not sure how long that's going to last. With Dinar, you may not, if you don't have enough to get the $2,850, well, if they tell you you don't qualify, say, I don't want to exchange because it's only at $350, and I think before the end of the month, it'll be at $8 or $12. And then we have to pay attention and watch for that to happen.
Okay. So my main reason for the question is, do the same rules apply, like having to have your husband there to sign? And do you have to sign to get the higher rate?
If you want any rate other than what's listed on 4X and they give it to you, they're probably going to have you sign an NDA and your spouse will probably have to sign for that. Now,
okay.
If you don't want them to know, then don't get the higher rate. And then you just keep it all to yourself. But if you want the higher rate, they're going to ask you, well, they're going to ask you if you're married anyway, if you have a spouse. And if you're going through something, hey, we're separated, we're not together, but we're still married, blah, 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 they're going to have to tell you the legal ramifications of that.
Okay. All right. You all have a blessed one, and I guess I can't say it too many times. We appreciate what you have done to us, done for us, and we appreciate you staying the distance, and we appreciate all that you have done. You guys have a great one.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know what's going on with these Texans. Keep falling off the call. 972, you're on.
Well, we're anxious for one reason, and it gets exciting, especially when you hear what we're talking about. This Danny in Dallas, yeah, Texans get excited.
Look, though, Danny, you don't weigh as much as the other one that keeps falling off.
Well, that's true. That's true, yeah. okay. Well, I'll make mine quick. There's probably several others I'd like to visit with you, too. Thanks, Tony, so much for what you're going through with that phone number, mail-in, text, and all that kind of business. Especially when you're fighting it alone, Ray usually is just turning away, saying, "That's not me. That's not me. Don't call me on that."
I ain't got no business. That's not mine.
Oh my. Well, anyway, you are appreciated. My quick question is: have the charge cards, the Visa and all that kind of stuff been reinitiated there in Iraq, all the charge cards?
Well, I can't say they have. I thought they had, but the other day he told me no. So.
Well, that seems like that might be an important thing, but, we haven't talked about it tonight. I guess with what you've said, with all the pressure, the excitement, the anticipation, people being told it might happen tonight, it seems like that would have also been announced or obvious, one or the other. I don't know.
Well,
but
I don't know. If it's not live now, it's not going to go live until after the announcement.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's good enough. Well, I've tried to keep control in my family here. You know, we got 6 kids, and they're all kind of excited about what Tony and Ray say. And you said something last time, a couple of times, that they had told you that they guaranteed that it would happen. And we kind of did the numbers and came up with it before the 17th, which is the next meeting that Ray has. So I told him, don't say anything but this. Tony has been told. He doesn't want anybody to say that Tony said it's guaranteed. But Tony's been told. So I sat down with each of them and called a few and that sort of thing. And then I started getting questions back. They called me back when I left the voice message. And then you know what they said? Tony said that he's guaranteeing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed, Tony said. So that's a losing battle, buddy. You wear the
hat. Listen. Yeah. A guy texted me that day, and, well, Tony, you guaranteed, you say you guaranteed, and I did the same thing. I didn't say nothing like that. And you heard me say that, you need to go back and listen to the call. What I told you is this letter agency that said he guaranteed it would be done by Monday, and I said, I don't know how he can guarantee that. Because I didn't know how he could, but that's what he said. But
yeah.
Turns out maybe he was only off by a day or two.
That'd be wonderful.
We'll see.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you hear an enormously loud clanking of tools hitting the pavement, I do not want to raise a hammer in anger beyond the 17th. We will see what happens. But you do your part, and I'll do my part.
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Good talking to you. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, sir. We're at the bottom half of the hour. We made it.
Okay. All right, guys. All I can tell you is they are excited. They're going in right now. Some are sitting in the office right now. The banks were told this afternoon to look for it after this time. So we just have to sit here and wait and see what happens. Hopefully I'll send out an email in a couple hours, if not in the morning, and we'll get it done. And if they have the estimates done, I'll send out an email so you can do that. So, in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Okay? Enjoy the rest of your night. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray. And we'll probably see you tomorrow, but we'll see how it goes. All right.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for us for today's segment, ladies and gents, of this terrific Tuesday. And imagine they put a pot of coffee on, see what happens. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have it.
You can't.
You gotta give it.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
About your future.
Something's about to happen. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, it could be this very day.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
T-N-T.
I never met a
District 12, get ready. District 11, get ready. Get ready, District 10. District 9, get ready. Get ready, District 8. Get ready,
District
7. District 6. Get ready. Get ready. I'm gonna try to make your love with you. Get ready. So get ready. District 5. Get ready. Get ready, District 4. District 3. Get ready. District 2. Get ready.
imaginary. Hearts of hope. Sun star. Baby's mom. Jim B. 49. Bush Hall. J. Bensoni. Pam D. Fantastic lady. J. F. One Eye Rose. District 3. You ready? Fantastic lady. Sunshine. T7. Country Doc. Kachin 44. Annie 68. RV already. P. Beal. Lobster. Yes, Corey, maybe might not need no more time to buy. Charlie O.M. N.W. Montana. Patriot 1490. WIYG. T-Money. Blessing for you. Annie Oakley 9. Grateful 5. Blessed beyond belief. N-W-N Plans God. Sparky 7. Will GTO 67. Kilgore. Hopeful 2. DKC. Mencello, Huddled PNW, AWN 92, Starseed 22, Beth in Greenville, Sawdust 46, Zandream. Steve F. Rose 3. Angel Song 35. Truth New. Savannah. Texas Tycoon. J. Raphael. Savvy One. Patience Prevails. Venter V. Lady CO5. Big Girl 710. EG 05. Aura Russ. 12. E-Hitch Superdome. Shema. Markman. Lioness 2. Zanshin Talon. K.S. Girl. J. Wilker. KCK01. Kim. Kimmy C. Bags 50. Tweety Bird. Sweet Light. Cab 26. Sean. Kells. Alchemy. Lariat. Favor Time. Story Singer. Show Me Later. Harris. TN Doc. Wild and Wise. Peacekeeper. Shazan. And Shy Dave. DJ Hearn. Local Kid. Separate Lady. Love Harder. OT7. R. Keith. Tish. Baby Doll. Single Tony. Waiting in Baltimore. Dare to Dream. Ladybug. N28. Red Rose. Free Runner. Chill. Beautiful Butterfly. Just Blessed. Salt Air. Mocha to You. Goldilocks. Love to Laugh. Miranda Faye. Love Charity. RCH. Casey. Then Wonderful. Miss Fine 59. Led by Christ. JT 18 Wheeler. FedEx Angela. Doc HBCU. Coda Man. Sweet TC. Much Grace. Grammy 10. OD in Dallas. Check Off in Los Angeles. OnePlus Twin. Cali Sunshine. Wash. Road Dog. Lil D. 7mm Texas. Fiji. Fabulous Faces. Harry Hippie. Light 50. Mr. and Mrs. Steel Bill. Just to name a few. And the list goes on and on and on. But we can't continue because it's time to go. I believe it's 5 o'clock, so that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your terrific earth.